Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 178 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Viscardi, joined today by Christian Hoffer. Great dance.
Hello.
Perfect dancing for anyone who was listening. Christian did a terrible dance.
I was firing guns up into the air.
Yes,
and then I realized this is a podcast. It's in our name. They can't hear us.
Megan had some stuff she had to take care of today, so she is not going to be joining us, but she'll catch us same time, same place next week when we do the show on Mondays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. We do it live. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to come join us, twitch.tv/comicbook, where, you know, we have a very cool chat.
Yeah.
Where they like to get involved.
Yeah.
And help us with our pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
And fact check us.
Definitely.
All sorts of fun stuff in between. We got a fun show. Fun show. Yeah. Breaking news. Breaking news. We're going to get right to it.
Breaking news. There's a new Charizard card.
Surprise.
So this will be released. Now, we don't know if it's going to come out here in the in the United States, but over in Japan, there is a special 2-deck set called the Special Deck Set Charizard V-Star versus Rayquaza V-Max, and they contain alternate art reprints of Charizard V-Star and Rayquaza, I keep saying it's Rayquaza, but I was corrected by the Pokemon company that it's Rayquaza, Rayquaza V-Max. So
isn't that what Sarah told us too? Rayquaza?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, she told us too, but I forgot.
Yeah, I keep saying Rayquaza.
But you know, when the Pokemon people sit there and say, "Christian, you're wrong. It's Quaza because it's Quasar," and I was just like,
"Oh, I didn't realize that."
Yeah, no, that's why they did it. It's another alternate art Charizard card of, you know, the Charizard that they've made like 50 billion Charizard alternate art cards at this point.
Right. Of course. I mean, of course. First pain in the chat. They say money doesn't grow on trees, but Charizard cards are made of paper. Mm-hmm. So, hey, another card out in the wild. Got to go find it. Got to catch them all.
Yes,
gotta collect them all.
Catch all the Charizard cards, all of them.
Before we get to the news,
because you've spent so much money on Charizard cards.
Before we get to the news, we'd like to remind anyone and everyone that if you can't make it to the chat and ask questions there, there is another really good way to do so. Mm-hmm. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It really helps support the show, and you get to participate in the show because we'll answer your questions as we read the reviews in this very part of the show. This first review in the last week is from Takashi Kyoko. I hope I said that right. Headline, hilarious. The most recent episode's Pokemon fact was amazingly hilarious. It was very hard for me not to scream in laughter. Dustox screaming its name as it's on fire. Great podcast, guys. Yep. No, show does get dark.
I totally forgot that happened.
It's a thing that happens. Let's see. And then the next one we've got is just from Cool Games Are Cool. Headline, love it. I have a question. If Wiglet could evolve into Wugtrio, what would be your reaction? It would be just as mad as I am about Wiglet anyway.
Well, you know, I kind of hope that if we get like a Wugtrio or a Wugtrio, that they are like their Eevee bodies will be like braided together like a mass of Wiglets. You know, that's what my personal hope is like, give us like a writhing mass of Wiglets, mm-hmm. you know, swarming around,
or just like almost a pom-pom's worth of Wugtrios just like sprouting out of the hole and just like,
this is like some eldritch horror.
No, I want it to grow arms and become one of those, inflatable tube pen. Its arms way up high and it just wiggles back and forth.
Oh man, it is. I don't think, you know, there is a single Pokemon that I am holding my breath more for than whatever
Wiglet's evolution.
Such potential. I will be really disappointed if it's just a normal like three sticking their heads up together, flopping around in a flaccid state, you know, simultaneously. No one wants that. Give us give us something weird. Give us something weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was that. So thank you for those folks who left us a review this week. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget, like I said, it's the easiest way to support the show because it helps bump us up in when people are looking for Pokemon podcasts or looking for, for things to listen to. It just gives us some better visibility. And we love you guys, and we want the community to grow with you guys. We'll never forget the OGs, though, including you. Yes, I'm talking to you right now. We'll never forget you. Thank you for listening. All right, let's get to some news. We got a Splatoon crossover? What? I've been in New York for the last week at New York Comic Con, so I've missed some of this. So a lot of this is generally news to me.
Yeah, no. So the next Splatfest was announced. So for those of you who are unfamiliar with the lingo in Splatoon 3, every couple of months they have a Splatfest, which is like a weekend-long event in which they ask a question such as, what is, I don't know, they ask a random question, and then you pick a team based on your answer, and then you battle each other, and you get points and stuff like that, and they open up a couple of different extra game modes, and it's good times. So the next Splatfest will be, I believe, the weekend of November 11th. So the weekend before the Pokemon games come out. And it will be, what is your favorite starter type Pokemon? Grass type, fire type, or water type?
Oh, interesting.
And they will have special clothing items that I guess are tied to the various colors. I don't know. But it's going to be a thing. And we're all going to like it, and we're going to be happy for Splatoon.
That's a game I have yet to get into, but it's one of those.
I'm shocked because that game seems like it would be 100% your jam.
I mean, look, I agree. I think so, too. I think it is just one of those things where I don't play my Switch as much as I'd like to. And I think that's just mainly because, my daughter plays it a lot, and you know, if we're playing it, we're playing Disney Dreamlight Valley at this point, or we were playing Kirby for a while, and so I just didn't have it to fit into the, you know, equation, I guess. Or just into the schedule. I'll get to it eventually. It feels like something I'd thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah, it is. My son plays a lot, and I mean he plays it more than I do, and he loves. There's a mode, so you know there's like multiple game modes and stuff like that. Yep. His favorite is like the Salmon Run because you all work together, and it's basically like Call of Duty Zombies but with fish.
Oh.
And also Godzilla occasionally appears.
Yeah. Yeah. My kid's not, she's not an action gamer. She's definitely a casual gamer. Like anything that requires her to like do something to win. She's like, no, thanks.
No, that's, hey, no, thanks. You know, that's nothing wrong with that.
No, exactly. All right. Let's get to some other news. We got some Pokemon Go news.
Yes.
Festival of Lights announced.
The Festival of Lights was announced. So this will be an event that runs starting October 14th, and it goes till October 17th. It will introduce Morwall and Chinatown.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I need you to just go long on the Festival of Lights thing and the Dratini thing, because I have to go get something.
So oh, no.
Just keep talking.
Okay, well, I wish you would have left me with a more exciting news item than this.
Keep going. You're doing great.
I'm doing great. So it's going to introduce Morlul and Chinatick into the game, and you will get an increased chance of finding shiny Chinchu, and double catch XP, double candy XP. Incense will last 2 hours. Looks like Pokemon spawning in the wild include Galarian Ponyta. I like Galarian Ponyta. Litwick, I like Litwick. Togedemaro, that's fine, I guess. Jim's favorite Pokemon, Alolan Geodude, will spawn more in Incense, along with Blitzel, Daramuka, Galarian Daramuka, the better Daramuka, and Dedenne. And let's see here. Oh, Jim's other favorite Pokemon, Alolan Raichu, will be in 3-star raids. So all of that is happening. Oh, and there's a... this is the most important part. There's a special sparkler pose that you can get in timed research. Amazing. Oh, he's back. Thank God. I don't have to pretend to be excited about this anymore.
What do you mean? Where you just found out? I've literally been back for like 2 minutes already.
Oh, I was reading from the screen, Jim. You expect me to pay attention to Festival of Lights anymore? No, it seems like I actually more lol is like low-key a great Pokemon, so I'm glad that's going to be around. Yes, there will be an increased chance of finding shiny Chinchu for those who are asking. So that's the one event, and the other thing is they actually remembered that they have another kind of community day. So Community Day Classic is coming back. This is like the first time I feel like in 6 months or something like that. It's been a while. Because the last one was Bulbasaur, if I remember correctly. So on November 5th, which is, you know, just a short like 26 days away, you can do Community Day Classic that focuses on Dratini, and you will get the Draco Meteor if you evolve it up into Dragonite.
Oh,
and you can also buy a ticket if you so choose. So, you know, they're doing that again. You know, Litwick Day, that's a good question, Zenpai. When is Litwick Day? Let's find out. It is this upcoming weekend. Holy smokes! Man, I totally missed that. October 15th is when Litwick Community Day is. So, you know, to heck with Dratini, go and hop on Litwick Community Day. Get yourself a shiny Litwick. It runs... you know, probably runs during a time that I can't do it because that's how this works. Is it 2 to 5? That's late because it's getting dark. Yeah, it is 2 to 5. Man, that's a interesting time. I would have gone to 11 to 2.
No, you could. Well, I mean, it's a candle, so it needs to be slightly darker so you could see it.
Speaking of which, I just pulled this from a Pokemon card pack today.
Oh, look at that. It's a nice little chandelier. You got to tell them what it is, Christian.
It's a chandelier. Sorry, I keep forgetting. Ooh. This is a podcast. it's one of the trainer gallery chandeliers. It looks nice. I like it because so it's, you know, they're like going through a library, but because of how the holofoil is done, it like makes it look like they're at a rave instead.
General Code reminded me in the chat, which is why I had to run out, about how's everyone like Pokemon Halloween shopping going. And I forgot that the day before I left for New York Comic Con, I got this baby.
Oh, snap.
Yep. So I have not opened it up yet. I only like saw it. I left it in the brown box. I was like, oh, I got to go to New York Comic Con. Sorry, can't. Got to wait. So let's see what is in. Oh, I just dropped a bunch of shit over.
He has dropped it. Everything. Yep.
This is the card. This is a card they have given us with a nice note from the Pokemon company that says, look at all our Halloween stuff, basically. Look at that. Look at that adorable little Gengar in the window. And there's Chandelure.
It looks like he's about to eat Pikachu.
The Chandelure is just waiting for some souls.
Yeah, Chandelure is hovering over Pikachu because Gengar is about to kill him.
All right, let's see. I have a trick or trade kids activity booklet.
That's cute.
So it's a cute little thing. Got a bunch of, you know, color stuff in, play some games. These were some of my favorite from some of the things that they sent us last time. They're like street signs.
Oh, this yeah.
Like it's got bites taken out of it. It says caution, ghost type at play. And then I've got another one that says ghost Pokemon are closer than they appear. So these are pretty cool. I just don't know where you put them.
You hang them, Jim.
I mean, I guess you just hang them. I wish this was closer. I wish the long one was closer to like vanity light license plate size, because I would totally put this in the front of my car.
Mm-hmm.
So when people looked in the back in their rearview mirror,
They would see the ghost Pokemon.
Yeah, because Tennessee, you can put like fun plates in the front. You only need a license plate in the back.
Oh man, look at you down in lawless Tennessee.
I know. Well, it was so weird for me because coming from New York, you needed to have it like on the
front. I got pulled over in New York one time for not having a front license plate.
Oh really? Yeah. Looks like I have a kid's Charizard costume.
That is fantastic.
Pretty Jim, cool.
Are you sure it's not an adult size?
It is not an adult size. It is a kid's large.
Unbelievable.
I wish it was adult sized. Let's see what else we got. We got some plushies. Gengar in a witch hat and some candy.
Nice.
And a Pumpkaboo.
Nice.
We'd take them out. Those packages are always notoriously hard to open. We also have Halloween Pikachu.
Fantastic.
All right. They gave us one of the booster bundle things to give away for trick-or-treating. So kids in my neighborhood going to get a whole bunch of Pokemon cards this year.
We are also giving out Pokemon cards. We bought the set packs. And that is how we were doing it this year.
Oh, that's awesome. This is one of the favorite things that they sent. And it's good because I can replace the other one. They always send out these like large mouse pad mat things.
No.
And I can't get it open because it's stuck. Sorry, one second, everyone. Here we go.
Jim, that's a playmat.
It's too long for a playmat. I thought the playmats are taller.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's definitely not. No, this is not a playmat. I mean, I'm sure it's a playmat, or you could play on it. But I always thought I've seen the other playmats that are they're taller.
I'm pretty sure that's a playmat because
this one seems to be too short.
Maybe it's a doormat.
I don't know. I use it as like a mouse pad, basically. I stick my laptop over it, and then I put my mouse on top of it. So there's that. And then I think last year,
this is giving you all sorts of stuff. That's a massive box.
Pretty decent box. It's like a little candy thing.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
You know, I would be jealous about this, but I know Gengar is one of your like 15 favorite Pokemon. So,
Yes, it is very Gengar this year, which like, I love. So, anyway, go get your Pokemon stuff from the Pokemon Center.
Yeah, yeah. Go and support massive corporations.
Look, it's one of the it's so funny. I think the last time I got some stuff, I gave it to my mother-in-law because she loves to like go all out for seasonal mm-hmm. decorating, and so she got really happy when I gave her some of the stuff I got last time because you know like Nora likes Pokemon and so Nora could go over and like say oh like there's the Mimikyu candy dish or things like that. So all in all, some pretty cool stuff. Again, thank you, Pokemon Center, or Pokemon Company, for sending all this junk out.
It's not junk. I don't know why I said that. But anyway, yeah, maybe look, next year we get Vampire Jigglypuff. And if we do, Christian, it's all yours.
Excellent. Give me the Vampire Jigglypuff.
All right. We have one last bit of news, something that you can... more on the Pokemon stuff train. Life-size Altaria plush.
Yeah, this one's weird. Who wants a life-sized Altaria?
I kind of get this one. Like this Altaria is a bit of a fan favorite. I mean, it's a bit of a fan favorite, and so it's kind of like it's cute enough to be to be presented in a way that like it sits on a bed or you know in a giant pile of other stuffies or whatever. But like this one I understand.
Like I said, it's fluffy. I like fluffy. But yeah. At the same time, well, I'm just like, man, they're really, you know, going down the list here. They're really digging deep to get these life-size Pokemon. And it's a pretty big Pokemon too. That's a big honking sized plush. Yeah, like, you know, like the
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, you know, there are some like just random ones like Furret. That one, you know.
Yeah,
Senpai pointed that out in the chat, and it made me chuckle. I was like, "Oh yeah, Furret, life size Furret, I love it."
I love that they're doing more of these life sized ones. Like those are really really cool.
One other thing, because I wanted to give her a shout out. Oh, did I lose them already? Oh, anyway, there's an artist called Blush Sprout, Blush Sprout, and I found her at New York Comic Con this year, and I needed to grab something for my kid, and so she makes these adorable like Eevee stickers.
Mm-hmm.
I got Eevee, and Umbreon. They're super freaking cute. She does a bunch of designs. She actually she's got a really cute Bulbasaur design, but I didn't get Bulbasaur because Bulbasaur's trash. But you know, it's anyway. Go check her out, Blush Sprout. She's got a lot of really cute Blush Sprout. She's got a lot of really cute stuff. I was excited to show them to Megan General Co, but she's not here. So anyway, all right, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Pokemon whose name I cannot pronounce and will most undoubtedly butcher in 60 seconds. Okay, we got another Scarlet and Violet Pokemon video where we got learned a bunch of new things.
We did.
Including Farfadgiraffe.
Wow.
Farfadgiraffe.
I mean, listen, Jim. If it was in the video, they actually said the name in the video.
I still can't. We just today remembered we've been mispronouncing Rayquaza.
It's Farfadgiraffe.
Farfadgiraffe.
And so you may recall several months ago when people were debating whether or not there were Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Somebody had leaked basically the entirety of the game like 6 months ago. And this was one of the Pokemon they like trotted out as proof that it was real. And sure enough, Farfadgiraffe is here. Its head tail has eaten its tail head and they have become one. There's
multimedia.
Man,
for those watching, we are now playing it. But anyway,
this is a 14-minute video beat. So just as a heads up, I want to play this at double speed.
The big question though, right, is you know, it looks like it has taken its tail and it's like using it, like it kind of looks like a hoodie.
Yeah.
But also maybe it's armor.
Yeah, and it that's exactly what it is. And in fact, that is reflected in one of its new abilities, Armor Tail, in which it uses its tail as an armor.
But it does not have a tail.
It does. It is over its head. It has folded in upon itself.
So okay, well now hold on a second. Is the tail now we can't because we can't see the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Does the tail like swoop over, like come back over its back?
No, and then, Jim. Like, it's like,
and then he like zips it up front. Like I don't understand,
Jim. You know those like those tubes that are full of like water, and they're continuously. Moving. Think of that only, with a Pokemon.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Also, in this video, I am learning, or I did not realize, Jigglypuff doesn't walk.
Yeah, it floats like a balloon. It's called the balloon Pokemon for a reason. It kind of puffs up and bounces along.
But it walks in the anime.
Well, that's the anime.
It doesn't float in the anime.
The anime can go and, you know, it's you know, the well, Jim, the Pokemon talk in the anime. They don't talk here unless you're Pikachu. And even then, no, only if you're
Pikachu. I just assume that they don't talk in the game because of money.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, here we go.
Here comes. There's link trade. Now, here's the big question.
Is this a trade? Is this a tradable evolution?
No, they didn't. See, because it's running around. Look at it, just being a normal two-headed Pokemon.
Adorable.
Psybeam. It just murdered a
female. I can't remember. Is Giraffe the one where, like, the tail is its real head?
They're both equal.
Wobbuffet, they're both equal. So it's like, it's like cat dog.
Yeah. And boom, look at that.
And there it goes.
Yep.
Oh, it looks like a little spaceman.
It is. It's the Xenomorph.
Oh, I didn't notice the... Is this the first time we're seeing the Pokedex?
No, we've seen this before.
Oh, I must have totally noticed it. The Pokedex upgrade, Pokedex. That looks the Pokedex great. Looks
awesome. So here's the other thing. Pause it right here. Too late. Go back like 10 seconds. Forward.
And
now, stop. In the right-hand corner, there are more Pokemon. There are three new Pokemon as a matter of fact.
Look at that.
There's White Bear Pokemon. There is Green Parrot Pokemon. And there is what is either Assault Rock or Stonejourner's baby form Pokemon.
Now, do you think those are actual representations of those Pokemon, or are they general? Mm-hmm. Are they like?
No, I think those are real, Jim.
Generic.
I think those are actual Pokemon. Yeah. No. So,
did we know that there were booster jets on the?
I mean, they were implied. Why would you have a Pokemon with jet engines if you can't? They didn't shoot off flame.
I mean, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah. So there's the other three new Pokemon that were revealed.
Can't get over the fact that Jigglypuff bounces, but we can keep going.
Okay. Well, and so, now people have criticized this part of the trailer because the frame rate for the Pokemon, are not amazing. But it's kind of like at this point in time, I still think the graphics are an improvement over when trees, didn't appear until you're like 5 feet in front of them.
Is the text that was in the background of when we were at Victory Road. Mm-hmm. Is that like official Pokemon?
I think that's supposed to be like Spanish Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They've been using more like weirdo text recently.
Yeah, I know.
It's interesting. Oh, here comes a Sudowoodo, but why would the grass type guy go and use a Sudowoodo?
Because he's gonna...
What is that? Is that a Trudowoodo?
Does it have a mustache?
No, it just...
Oh, it looked like it had a mustache.
I don't think it has a mustache. But I...
Anyway,
Trailblaze, wow.
What is it called again? Terrastalize or?
Yeah, Terrastalize.
That's
Terrastalize.
All right, well, let's talk about the picnics for a bit.
Because yeah,
let's got talk a question. About the Do we think picnics are replacing traditional breeding?
Well, that kind of leads us into it. So they're bringing back Pokemon Camp, only they're calling them Pokemon Picnic. you send out your Pokemon to play. You can bathe them, which, there's a couple Pokemon I hope are not in this game.
Could you imagine if you bathed a muck? Like, would it just, like, wash down the drain and then you've lost the person's muck? Like, or Grimer, right? Like,
yeah, no, that would
sorry,
be.
I lost your Pokemon down the drain.
That is terrifying. Kotaku just went straight for why this is a terrible idea, where it was something like, or no, I think it was the gamer. Where it was like, yeah, I can't wait to shower with my Sarina. I'm just like, God, that's awful.
Good Lord.
Yeah, no. Gamers are the worst. So you can do all these things, and now you can make sandwiches with ham made by the LeChonks you just caught. No, so like in the trailer, you go and you like beat up. They were showing off the Let's Go feature, and you're throwing out it, and someone, you know, one of your Pokemon beats up a Lechonk, and then like 2 minutes later, it's like, let's make a ham sandwich for your Pokemon, and like the entire internet screamed out at once, like, where did the ham come from, Pokemon Company?
Right.
Yeah. No, Lechonk is totally eaten. So you can make sandwiches, and also. Pokemon eggs will randomly appear in your picnic basket.
Oh, here we go.
Where do the Pokemon eggs come from, Jim?
Why are they so small that they fit in your picnic basket?
I think it's just
that's the bigger question.
I think it's just a big picnic basket.
Oh, so it's like so. Okay, so what are we like talking about?
They're like ostrich sized
eggs. I was saying, are they like ostrich eggs or are they? I mean, I guess it depends on the Pokemon, right?
Yeah, but the big question is where do they come from? So basically, you wine and dine your Pokemon, you bathe them, and then you leave them alone for a bit, and then suddenly Pokemon eggs show up. And this is just a grand old mystery where they come from. When they explain like, oh, Pokemon eggs pop up in picnic baskets, I'm just like, okay, at this point in time, the Pokemon professors definitely know where these Pokemon eggs come from. They just don't want to explain it to 10-year-old kids.
I mean, is it just the thing where just like just Pokemon just lay eggs?
Yeah.
But like, are there... I guess here's the question.
Okay. Let's talk about Pokemon biology, Jim.
Do real animals exist in the world of Pokemon? That are not Pokemon?
They used to. They don't really anymore.
We just haven't seen them, or we assume that
they became like the non-dominant species and were driven into extinction.
Well, because maybe
who wants a house cat when you could have a berserker?
Croony in the chat goes, how do onyx eggs fit in a picnic basket?
Well, good they point. Start off wiglet sized.
How do you carry them?
There are so many just weirdo questions I have about Pokemon. Eggs are strange. There's just no other way to get around.
Does it mean Pokemon are getting freaky during the picnic? I mean,
yes.
I mean, I assume the picnic is kind of like a dog park. But I mean, you don't see people getting, you don't see dogs doing mommy and daddy dog things at a dog park.
Yeah. Wow.
But
I mean,
but here's my thinking. Uh-huh. If Link is a weeb, there was a huge war and they had to move to another planet. That's why there's no adults.
And they also left all the normal animals behind.
I have to believe that normal animals exist in the sense that like there are mammals and whatever. And then Pokemon are a subspecies of being that just all of them lay eggs. And just like the female versions of those Pokemon lay eggs.
So originally there were normal animals. So for instance, they talked about Indian elephants and entries for Raichu and Gastly, which were then replaced with Copperajah when they came up with Indian elephants in the Pokemon universe.
Oh.
They've talked about plankton, they've talked about bugs. Right. They've talked about chameleons. Mm-hmm. They've talked about dinosaurs. However, they have, and they have talked about, so in Pokemon X and Y, some real world butterflies do appear.
Right.
Let's see here. They talk about rats instead of, rat Pokemon.
Rattatas, yep.
Yeah. There's fresh caught fish, which aren't Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
There are yellow birds that appear when a Pokemon is confused instead of a yellow bird Pokemon.
Oh, right. Forgot about that.
On the SS Anne, they have eels, salmon, and beefsteak, which are all fed to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Maybe we've just been thinking too hard about this for so long when the answer was right in front of us. Regular animal ecosystem exists. They just choose not to show it to us because who cares? But like, it is implied that they exist and that just Pokemon are a separate species of, or I guess like, what are they like just different genus of whatever, right? Like I'm trying to pull out some real look. I'm not an anthropologist. I don't know this stuff.
No, the anthropology has nothing to do with Pokemon or actual animals.
I mean, but it's close.
No, they're not. Yeah, no. Anthropology is the study of humans. Are you
in culture? Isn't it culture?
Yeah,
too?
Yeah, it's human and human culture, not
right, Pokemon. So exactly. Culture. But I mean,
that would be zoology, Jim. That's what separates us from the animals.
I don't think so. But anyway, who cares? But like, right, so that's it. And then the easy explanation, where do Pokemon eggs come from? They just come from Lady Pokemon.
I mean that seems to be where they come from.
And that's just it.
But you know, I think the visual of a Pokemon laying an egg in a picnic basket while the human is just oblivious to it. Like, you know, that just cracks me up. Like a Pokemon like birthing an egg.
I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I think we're dealing the question that still needs to be answered is size and weight, which we discussed.
I mean, can you imagine an Eevee laying like an ostrich sized egg in a picnic basket?
No, I think the Eevee goes and lays an egg someplace private, and then the picnic facilitator just goes, there's an egg here. I'll put it in the picnic basket for you to take home.
So you're assuming that these Pokemon picnics are chaperoned?
I assume they're chaperoned.
They're not. They're out in the wild.
But isn't the daycare chaperoned?
That's the daycare. That's the thing. They've taken the mystery. You know,
where I would have to imagine that someone industrious enough would come up with a business around this, because we've seen, look, that there's one thing that the Pokemon world loves to do.
It's monetize.
The Pokemon world loves capitalism, and I cannot believe that these Pokemon picnics are unchaperoned.
You know, I would disagree with you, but you're probably correct in that regard. it's probably true.
But it also, like the question earlier, right? Like, what the heck is an onyx egg like? Like, do you have to like put it in a wheelbarrow, like, and roll it off somewhere? Like, I don't think I am just carrying an onyx egg from where we're going, or like this just hauling it around.
This is why there needs to be more baby Pokemon species. There needs to be a baby onyx. You know, that's the thing. It's like the part that Christian is missing is that the egg making and laying process can happen in less than 30 seconds. I don't know. That seems to be the most realistic part of this whole thing, if you ask me.
But where do you put, the other part is there needs to be like obviously that like they give you the, like Pokemon Go gives you incubators and things like that. But, mm-hmm. but like they suppose that is in your backpack. Yeah. Right. Like, mm-hmm. So is this like a Mary Poppins backpack where you just put the egg in the incubator, put it in your backpack, and your backpack magically?
You're traveling around the world. It's assumed you have a pretty freaking big backpack.
Oh, okay. But how heavy are these things?
I don't know. But these 10-year-olds can all obviously these 10-year-olds can all kick butt. I mean, they regularly bring down criminal organizations. You know, like think of, okay, let's take a step back. If we're talking about the realism of the Pokemon world, we have a 10-year-old who runs roughshod on a group of organized criminals, doesn't even hurt them, causes mild discomfort to their Pokemon, and convinces entire criminal organizations to turn straight out of fear of what this 10-year-old's going to become. Like, that 10-year-old, they're not afraid of, like, the 10-year-old's Pokemon prowess. That kid casually punched a hole in a wall or something like that, and they're like, oh, God. This kid has done nothing but strength training for the last like 6 months, just walking up hills with onyx eggs strapped to his back. You know, Giovanni's just like, no, sir, I'm no thank you. I want nothing to do with this.
Yeah. All right. Well, the one other thing that we need to talk about are the TM machines.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is also super weird when you think about it.
The technical machines.
Well, yeah, there's that. That's like saying like, you know, give like an Alolan hello. It's like,
right,
you're literally doing that. No, so the TM machines. So okay, so TMs are weird, right?
Yeah,
because they're CDs. Where do you stick the CDs? Do you like, is it like a DVD that you like put in front of like your Pokemon and then it burns up after you're done using it. It's weird. It's weird. The fact that there's these are CDs that you somehow feed to your Pokemon to have them learn moves is strange. But now it gets even weirder because the CDs that the TMs are made of are actually made of Pokemon parts. When you beat up a Pokemon in the wild, it will drop like fur and like teeth and claws, like little bits of itself as it limps away because you just knocked it out. And you take those little bits, these like tufts of fur, and you, I don't know, press it into a CD, and that turns it into a technical machine. This is an actual thing that they have now codified into the Pokemon game.
What?
And I just, and they like, and they're like, oh yeah, the TM machines are great. I'm like, what weirdness is this? How does any of this make sense?
It's like how All Might's power gets passed on. You just have to eat some of the fur from this Pokemon that knows the move, and now you know the move because you have
that's like the thing. It's very bizarre. I was genuinely stunned. Like that, even more so than like, you know, expecting somebody not to like notice that like a Pokemon has just dropped an egg from its body into your picnic basket, which also one, get rid of your picnic basket after that happens. Even weirder than that was the fact that you literally have to go and beat up Pokemon, wild Pokemon. Like, cause you like, they're like, oh, do you want like,
the so wait, so you have parts? To pick up Pokemon parts?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like, is this like, so this, so that like, is this implied Pokemon, crafting? Jim. Is this crafting in Pokemon?
Yeah. 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 So if like you want to learn Fire Punch, you have to like collect like 3 Charmander livers. Oh yeah, like this thing is just gone. Like, listen, I've played a lot of Dungeons.
Shouldn't Silphco be far more advanced at this point?
You'd think so. But then again, I don't know. They invented the ability to fast travel and to teleport, but at the same time, you still need some like fur from a Fido, which I didn't even know that Fidos had fur in order to teach like sweet scent or something like that. I don't know. This is weird. It's really weird. The whole thing is weird.
Crooney brings up a really good point. TMs can only be used on Pokemon who are in their Pokeballs. Clearly, Pokeballs have disk drives in them.
See, that made sense back when we just assumed that Pokeballs went and like somehow digitized a Pokemon's physical parts, like a transporter from Star Trek. But now we know that Pokemon just shrink into microscopic sizes and that the Pokeball houses it.
But like digitally shrinks.
Does it? I mean, that's not how it worked in Pokemon Legends Arceus. They
physically... Or like it's like magic Pokemon energy.
I mean,
in the same way that like Dynamax energy exists. It's just a different kind of energy.
I mean, Dynamax energy makes a ton of sense. You know, it's just the unlimited energy from Eternatus.
Well, right.
It was a nuclear reactor waiting to blow up on the world.
But yeah, but then I imagine that like, you know, like maybe the Pokemon sits in a chair and like a helmet comes up, you know, comes over it, and it's like a Clockwork Orange.
So I was going to say
for technical like moves,
Cerebro situation, something like that. I like that I was at, you know, Cerebro, and like you,
and I went to a Clockwork Orange.
Went to Clockwork Orange. The strange reversal of roles.
Or maybe like it just kind of like gets uploaded into their faux digital faux.
Do you think it's like a Matrix situation?
Well, right, you kind of, right? Or like maybe you have to put when you put the Pokemon balls like in a holder, right? Or like when, you know, when you're
then
at
a... Why do I need to harvest Charmander hearts?
I don't know. Because maybe are we assuming now that the moves are ingrained in DNA?
Maybe it must be. I mean, that kind of makes sense.
But then why isn't it more like a vaccine and less like a digital thing?
God, this game is so messed up.
Right? Like, this look, franchise. if you told me that like it was more like a vaccine or an injection or something, I'd be like, yeah, I totally get it.
Oh, that yeah, you're just juicing your Pokemon. You're just loading them up with steroids. You know, you listen, like, here's some powdered Charmander horn, and now you're going to be able to breathe fire.
No, even like Siege said, like Jurassic Park.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Okay, we're not punching holes in the Pokemon logic. There are holes the size of like freight vessels in Pokemon logic.
All right, let's get to the Pokemon fact.
Oh yeah, the Pokemon fact of the week. So there's two. So we're to Lotad. Lotad is like one of my least favorite Pokemon. I'm sorry. I like feel offended about Lotad and it's
really
like, yeah, Lombre is like that's like distasteful. And so like Lotad is a Kappa, you know. So in case you don't know, Kappas are a common Japanese yokai, and Lotad is literally one of them. Because it's got the leaf on its head and lurks in the water. Also, Kappas were in one of the Harry Potters. So but the other thing is Lombre, when it evolves, it gets a slime, and apparently that slime is so unpleasant, no one wants to touch Lombre. And so Lombre touching you with its hand is supposed to be like a horrifying experience. Like this is like cold, clammy, slimy hand rises up from the depths and strokes your hand, and it's a Lombre. Anyways, so that's your Pokemon fact of the week. It's Lombre has creepy hands.
But does Ludicolo live underwater? Or is it like at that point has Ludicolo come on land?
I think it is a grass water Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that because it looks like it has a duck beak.
That's because Kappas are ducks.
Right.
They're evil ducks. Yeah,
but like, where does the beak go in between Lotad and Ludicolo?
Well, this is just a poorly designed Pokemon. If I were the Pokemon company, I'd make Lotad. I'd give it like a divergent evolution where it was like more ducky, and then just never spoke of Lombre and Ludicolo again. Just like send it to the Shadow Realm.
I mean, but
like,
they love Ludicolo, and they put Ludicolo in. It was like a major merchandising thing for the Detective Pikachu.
Well, I think we talked about this like 4 years ago. That was the first time that I was not like the sight of Ludicolo like offends me. And that was like the first time where I'm like, okay, if they did something like that, when are we doing Spooky Season PokeFacts? So here's the issue with Spooky Season PokeFacts. We've done them for the last 4 years, and we're running out of them.
We're running out quickly. Of them. We need to save them for the general run of show. Maybe what we can do is we can continue our run, and we can repeat some of the ones that we've done for all the new listeners who may not have learned it. And now, because we as a group, longtime listeners, are now smarter Pokemon fans, we can probably have different conversations on them based off what we've learned on the other Pokemon.
Fact that like there's at least like two dozen Pokemon species who straight up eat souls.
Yes. Yes.
That is like my favorite thing about Pokemon is the fact that, you know, there are Pokemon, like not only are there Pokemon who are literally dead humans, but straight up zombies. There are other Pokemon who eat the souls. Like if you make it to the afterlife, in the Pokemon world, you are one of the lucky few. Like, this is a place where, like, if you die, there's, like, a good chance that you will either be incarnated into a Pokemon or you will be eaten by a Pokemon. So.
Zimpa, I want to know whose idea, who was like, let's make a Pokemon with a poncho and a sombrero.
Right? It's kind of bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
Like I said, the thing is, Kappas are cool. Like, they're such an awesome Pokemon. They're an awesome, like, mythological creature. I love Kappas. And the fact that this is what they do with Kappas, like, honestly, I almost skipped the PokeFact of the week this week because that's how much I like. And I love Lotad. Lotad is great. It's what they do with Lotad, which is like, really? What? No, thank you. Gross. And on Indigenous People Day, too.
No.
No, thank you.
All right. Well, that does it for us this week. Stay tuned for next week.
Yeah, next week is my birthday episode. So,
oh, your birthday episode. Yeah. All right. Well, now you know what you need to do for Christian's birthday.
head on over to iTunes, leave us a five-star review, throw a question in there, and just wish Christian a happy birthday.
Yep, yep. The next week, it's all going to be about Bulbasaur and Articuno.
Yeah. I mean,
Megan should be back next week, unless like something, you know, the problem was it's anime premiere day and, you know, we don't stop working.
Yeah. And a ton of stuff happened this morning. So she had to get a bunch of that stuff out, but we'll make sure that, you know, we can clear some stuff for her so she can be here for Christian's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. My birthday. All right. Technically, my birthday's not until the next day, but you know,
it's sure, whatever. Close enough.
Yeah.
You know, some people will be listening to this on your listening.
That's what exactly. Like, you know, like over in Japan, it'll be my birthday by the time.
No, exactly.
Airs. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to us this week. We do appreciate it as always. Thank you so much for all of our live chatters. Some newer names in the chat that we'd love to see. Obviously, we got the OGs, Siege Luge and Calder and all them, Amazing Smog. And then what you know, Crooney, thanks for coming by. You know, Zenpai, and we love Zenpai. And a few others. If I missed your names, I'm sorry. General Code and Roose Bane and. Now I'm just scrolling up to make sure I don't miss anyone. Link is a weeb who had to leave early. A Savage Patch Kid is in there. Well, we love you all of you. So head on over if you want to continue the conversation, talk to us or point out cool Pokemon things to us at PokemonPodCB is the handle for the show. Otherwise, you can find me at Jim Biscardi, Christian's at Seahawk or CBus, Megan is at Megan Peter CB, and until next time. We hope you have all the shiniest luck. We'll talk to you later, folks.